Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network. Time to take a look at our afternoon markets here today. And we've got all your market details coming up when we come back in just a moment.
Well, cattle producers, you're invited to the 12th annual Grass Time Sale of Express Ranches, Saturday, April 20th, high noon at the ranch in Yukon, Oklahoma. They'll be selling 700 head, including 151 Angus bulls, 10 Hereford bulls, 155 registered Angus pairs, and a lot more. You can download the sale catalog online and see videos at expressranches.com. Call for more information, 405-350-0044. Express Ranches, Grass Time Sale.
When the kids taste this sweet apple juice, they just can't say no.
When the youngsters try this spicy hot sauce, it leaves them with a burning desire.
When they savor these ice cream flavors, they come running back for more.
Tobacco and vape companies are targeting our kids with flavors they love and packaging that's irresistible.
Kids will try anything.
Just add the right flavor.
That's not okay. Join the fight to protect our kids at stopswithme.com. A program of TSET.
Well, sharp early losses in the hog trade slowly but steadily eroded through the morning, with mixed prices developing here today. Traders continue to square positions ahead of the weekend following an extremely wild market swing. Cattle trade lightly traded throughout the day today, with narrow gains seen this morning and ending just a wee bit higher here this afternoon. Now, on the live cattle futures, sluggish market activity seen this morning, with prices starting out 20 to 50 cents higher here today and ending anywhere from 50 to over a dollar higher here at the close. And the feeder cattle sluggish, with traders seemingly focused on very little additional long-term direction, as prices were mixed from 27 cents lower to 57 cents higher here at one point today, and here at the ending of the day today, about 10 cents lower to about 80 cents higher here at the end. Now, the limited support in live cattle trade combined with sluggish market interest was allowing for summer contracts to hold limited buyer interest going into the weekend. The hog futures were hovering in a wildly mixed trading range throughout the day today. Traders quickly stepped into the complex with aggressive selling interest as prices posted losses as much as $2.60 per 60 cents here this morning, at least at the early part of trade. Wheat trade flat throughout the day today, with early gains fading, with wheat still struggling to build momentum after a good finish yesterday. Corn trade was flat to about a penny lower, with trade remaining range-bound in quiet action. The bulk of the Corn Belt looks to be slow in the near term, with parts of the West more open in the extended forecast, while the Central and East parts of the Belt remain wet with some field work done this week. Soybean trade fractionally lower today and very quiet trade, with trade still unable to hold the $9 area nearby. Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.